نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل رب زدني علما Honorable Ulama, respected brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved students, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we look at the micro level or at the macro level, in any country, you will find that there is a conflict and a war going on. The conflict is between Noor and Zulumat, between light of Islam and the darknesses of other cults and civilizations. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala introduces Himself, Allahu Nooru Samawati Wal Ard. Almighty Allah is the effulgence in the heavens, in the earth, everywhere. The message of Mustafa Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is full of noor. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. The Quran Kareem, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. That we have revealed to you the Quran Kareem, which is noor, which makes things so manifest and clear. O Muslim, O Muslimah, brothers, sisters, who are you and me? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. We are the ones, the barriers and the carriers of the noor, effulgence and light. So what is the challenge that we are facing? The challenge we are facing is this: imbibe, acquire the noor and effulgence, and then disseminate it and convey and propagate it. Today our ulama have graduated, we say Alhamdulillah. To you, my honorable mothers, we say Jazakumullah Khaira. For you it's a special day, for the grandmother, for the mother. You know how much sacrifice you made, and all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will reward you in this world and in the year after. We thank the fathers already in the masjid. However, my message to you is threefold. Number one, I am so happy that first time I come to Sri Lanka and I heard that the Jamiat Ulama here, that they have approximately 6,000 or more Ulama, Imams, Uffars, all under one body. You must remember this does not happen. It has not happened in South Africa. It does not happen in most countries. The onus and responsibility is upon you to maintain and sustain that. The shaitan will always come. Why should we have one organization? Let us make fragmentation. I want to be the Amir. I want to be the President. I want to be the Chairman. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. In that way, we are weakening Islam, or Muslims, let me rather say, rather than Islam. We weaken ourselves, so always strive for the unity, maintain and retain the unity. We can have difference of opinion. إِنَّمَا اخْتَلَفُوا لِأَجْلِ الْحَقِّ وَمَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِي الْحَقِّ. When we look at the ulama, they differed for the sake of truth, but they did not differ in truth. And they had that respect for one another. And you study the Sahaba radiallahu anh. It is the occasion of Hajj. Mustafa Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah performed 2 rakat salat. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu performed 2 rakat. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu performed 2 rakat. The incident in Bukhari Sharif. Time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, he performed 4 rakat. Some Sahaba came and said, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Shaykhain radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar performed 2. Why are you performing 4? Someone told Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, make your own jamaat. He said that is a shaddu min dhalik, is worse than that. So we will read the 4 rakats behind Sayyidina Usman, although my heart says that we should rather read 2. So imagine the fiqh and the jurisprudence and the magnanimity of hearts. Therefore in Urdu we have a wonderful saying, jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. If we keep a magnanimous heart, Almighty Allah will elevate us. That is point number one. That always strive for the unity. And I mentioned it in yesterday's Jumu'ah, that remember for unity there are two ingredients that are vital. Unity can only happen on haq and not on batil. And second, if you want the unity, then you must have the tawadu, you must have the quality of humility. Second thing is, for you mothers and sisters, you can play a very, very great role. You should just look at the books of the past and see the contribution of females towards Islam. Who was one of the first people to embrace Islam? Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. You know in Bukhari Sharif when Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha made some comments of Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, what did Mustafa Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Innaha kanat wa kanat. Oh Aisha, you are my beloved. But I can never forget the contribution of Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. When people rejected me, she embraced my message. When no one was prepared to give financial assistance, she gave all her wealth. She's the mother of my children. When Hazrat Allama Bituri rahimahullah used to teach Bukhari Sharif, when he used to teach Abu Dawood Sharif day in Daber, then he used to say, Innahu Khan wa Khan, referring to his beloved teacher, Allama Anwar Kashmiri rahimahullah. So we must understand you have a great role to play, my mothers and sisters. And what is that? Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, the reporter of 2,210 ahadis. As a mother, al-ummu al-madrasatul ula. The first madrasa is not the madrasa you go to, the darulun, the maktab you go to, no. The first madrasa is the lap of the mother. So you as a mother ask yourself, I speak on the radio, and inshallah I want all of you brothers and sisters of Sri Lanka, this Friday coming, 22nd of November, the link is there on the screen. I will be speaking of my trip to Sri Lanka and Maldives inshallah on Friday between 2 and half past 2 inshallah, Friday 22nd of November, South African time. 2 to half past 2, so your time inshallah here will be around half past 5 to 6 o'clock. And inshallah I urge you, appeal to you, listen to the message we give to the whole world. Yesterday after Jummah when we finished and so forth, I came out. One brother came and said, Mufti, I listen to you every day. This is the beauty of the Deen of Islam. We say something and it touches somebody's heart in a different country. It touches somebody's heart in some continent. Subhanallah, people contact us via email, via telephone. Because we speak in the English language, I told you yesterday, use the language for propagation and not for our pride and arrogance, as Mufti Sahib rightly mentioned. So you, my sister, this is your responsibility. They create that environment. That in your house, and you will see how your children, inshallah, your grandchildren will become the torch bearers of Islam in your country, in other countries as well. The third thing I want to mention, and that is, remember we have so many madrasas, so many darulum, so many students, but Almighty Allah only chooses few people to do this work. So daily ulama, daily mothers and sisters, beg Almighty Allah, whether it's in the darkness of the night, the tahajjud time, 2-3 in the morning, or after Maghrib or after Isha, say, Allahumma ij'alni min al-maqbooleen, O Almighty Allah, make me from those who are accepted, and inshallah we will see. It's not us, it is Almighty Allah. I'm 13 years now with Channel Islam International. Everybody knows that AK knows nothing about the radio. I don't even know how to switch on the computer. They have, I don't know what gadgets there. The people ask me, I say, wait, you're asking the wrong person. I don't understand this thing. I only know one thing, I must go into the studio and they tell me, start speaking, I must speak, that's all. Or the light will come on, start speaking. Or I will go and record the program if I'm going overseas or somewhere. So you don't have to be a master in every field, but you should try to be a master in certain fields. And in that way, inshallah, beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, that Ya Allah, this message which I imbibe, let me convey it and propagate it to all. And that is our function, our duty. So again, we remind you, remind ourselves, that we have started this Darul Uloom Madrasa, and mashallah, Almighty Allah will take it to greater heights. Almighty Allah reward the principal, the teachers, the trustees, the management, and to you, the mothers and sisters, that you have done this great sacrifice, that today more than 30 of our daughters and sisters are graduating, 7 of our brothers are graduating. It is without a shadow of doubt. Yuktub hadha al-yawm fi tarikhina. This day will be written in the history of Sri Lanka, that there was a day in the month of Muharram 1435 that it changed so many things. One student is inspired. He saw the ulama graduating, saw the sisters graduating, and that spark came in his or her heart. Ya Allah, I also want to become a Hafiz. I also want to become an Alim. I also want to serve the Deen of Allah. So remember, the hearts are in the control of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Remember, the challenges are many. One side you have the manners of the Qadianis, you have the manners of the Shias, you have the manners of the Orientalists, you have the manners of the Modernists. So many challenges, but only Allah will protect His Deen, and Allah will use certain Rijal and certain Nisa, certain men, certain women. So may Almighty Allah make us from those people who will defend the Deen of Islam without fear and favor. So may Almighty Allah accept us all, accept our institution, and all those who have passed away, and in some way or another they were connected to this institution. Almighty Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus, and may Almighty Allah make us from those that we become Hadiyan Mahdiya, that we can illuminate others. I leave you with this thought. MashaAllah, your Sri Lanka, Colombo is such that it is here, few meters, I don't know if it's kilometers, away from the ocean. So ask yourself, my dear brothers, sisters, what do you want to be? Look at your ocean. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. As for the bubble and the foam that is there on top, that is a symbol of falsehood. I am born in South Africa, my parents were born in South Africa. We had an apartheid regime, white is right. You know what happened to socialism, communism. So they were the bubbles. They came up, they ruled, and now they are thrown to the scripts of history. Don't become the bubble. Don't become the form, don't become a representative for any batil or anything that is false. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. O Ummah the Muslimah, brothers, sisters, children of Sri Lanka, become the water that is beneath the foam and the bubble. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. Take this Islam to the masses. I in South Africa always say, we have failed to be a people and a masses. We are there for more than 350 years as Muslims. But still today we are sitting at 2-3% of the total population. So that is an indictment upon us. So you, my brothers, you know your history better than me of Sri Lanka. How much have we taken Islam to the masses? So when you look at your ocean, ask yourself, must I become the bubble or must I become the water? Take the water of Islam and quench the thirst of humanity. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala use us for His deen. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.